Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
When you're pregnant and not feeling well, sometimes you'd like to take an Advil or a Motrin. You're not sure what you can take when you're pregnant, and it can be kind of scary looking at all of the medications and wanting some relief for your symptoms, but really not sure what's safe for you and for your baby. In this Ask the Pharmacist segment today, we're talking with the head of the Department of Pharmacy Practice at the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Pharmacy, Dr. Janet Engel. Welcome to the show, Dr. Engel. So when women are pregnant, when we're not feeling well, we've got a headache, we've got aches and pains or a cold or a virus, and we'd like to relieve some of our symptoms, what is safe that we can take?
Well, it's important to weigh the risks and the benefits for any medication, even when you're not feeling well. You want to take some precautions as you would for anything that you take in your body when you're pregnant. So you want to think about the risks, the benefits. And then if you do decide to take a particular medication, you can talk to your pharmacist, and it's important to read the label of the medication to see if it's recommended for patients that are pregnant.
Okay, so pharmacists are a great resource. I know that ours is available 24 hours a day, and we can always call and ask them questions about medications and things. So let's start with maybe allergies. What are safe to take during pregnancy if you suffer from allergies?
Well, if you have allergies, one of the things that you'd want to do is avoid the triggers that can cause your allergies. That's important because if you can avoid those triggers, then you may not need medications. But there are a variety of medications that can be used when you're pregnant, but it's important to talk to your doctor or pharmacist to see if they're right for you.
So, well, you can be specific, and we'd like to know, can you take Benadryl? Can you take Claritin? Are these considered generally? And we understand the disclaimer, you have to talk to your doctor, but can you take Benadryl and Claritin?
Well, for example, Claritin, which is loratadine, that's considered what's called Category B. So generally in pregnancy, that is something that would be recommended. But again, everybody's situation is different, and sometimes it depends on other medications that you're on, the amount of symptoms that you have, and other factors that you'd want to consider. Some of the products that are available over-the-counter are also considered Category C, and those are probably less of a recommended type medication for pregnancy. So, again, your pharmacist can help you decide. So there's a brand-new medication that's available over-the-counter for allergy, and that's called Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, and that's a nasal steroid. That particular product is considered Category C, so we might not start with that one. We probably would go to a loratadine or a fexofenadine, which is Allegra, those types of medications first in the patient who is pregnant.
So what about colds and flu? Tylenol, saline drops, you know, do you recommend warm salt water, gargles? Especially in the first trimester, women worry the most. What can we take for colds and flu?
Well, it's always important to think about non-pharmacologic methods. So some of the things you just mentioned, such as saline drops and saline gargles, those are not considered active drugs, but yet they can be very, very effective. So if somebody has a stuffy nose, saline nose drops can certainly help. If somebody has a sore throat, if you gargle with saline, that helps decrease the swelling and it can decrease the pain. And you can take those and use those remedies very safely when you're pregnant.
Okay, so what are risks to medications, to taking medications when you're pregnant? If we look at the whole realm of medications, Dr. Engel, what would women really need to keep their eye on if they're going to read labels?
Well, let's give you some statistics. 1 in 33 babies that are born in the United States are born with a birth defect. And what we know is only about 2% of medications that have been approved by the FDA from the year 2000 to 2010, so recent medications, had sufficient data to characterize the risk. So in a lot of cases, we don't really know for sure what the risk is. But what we tell pregnant patients and their doctors what they need to think about is how much medication are you taking? What part of the pregnancy are you in? Which trimester? What are your other health conditions? What other medications do you take? All of that helps us decide whether or not a particular medication is safe. I think the point that most pregnant patients need to know is that there can be problems with any medication. Some we think are more safe than others, but you need to take precautions before you decide you're going to take any particular drug. And one of the things to do is use the lowest dose that you can for the least amount of time to treat the problem.
There are so many alternative pain relievers on the market that we see at our pharmacies, and those, of course, have a different deal with the labeling and what's required by them. What should pregnant women really be aware of when they're looking for all-natural remedies to colds and flu, stuffy nose, sore throat, any of those sorts of things?
You really want to be careful with the dietary supplements. Many of those have not been studied in pregnancy, and in fact, they're not regulated the same way a drug is. So some of the products actually may say there are certain things on the label, but it may not cover everything that's in that product. When I talk about non-pharmacologic or non-drug measures, I'm not really referring to dietary supplements. I'm talking about things like when you have pain, to do a warm bath, stretching, massage. When you have a fever, drinking plenty of fluids, resting, staying cool, and dressing lightly, as opposed to trying to take a dietary supplement that may say it's a natural way to treat whatever that particular ailment is. But we really don't know what's in them. We don't know, in many cases, how it's going to react in a pregnant patient. And really, it's not a good idea to take those products without talking to your doctor or your pharmacist.
What about first aid ointments and topical creams and such? What about, you know, like Neosporin or corticosteroids, you know, hydrocodone or things that go on your skin? Are those dangerous for pregnant women?
Okay, first let me clarify. You mentioned hydrocodone. That's actually a pain reliever that you take orally. I think you're referring to hydrocortisone.
Hydrocortisone, excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Just want to be clear so patients don't get confused. You know, again, it's going to depend on the situation. If a patient does not have broken skin and they're not absorbing a lot of that product, it may be okay for one-time or short-term use. But I know that patients want hard and fact rules, but really it depends on the situation. And that's why the pharmacist can be very helpful to determine whether or not the particular ailment the person has is appropriate for self-care. Because sometimes when you're pregnant, what is normally fine to treat by yourself, really you should be talking to your doctor.
Okay, so we always will talk to our doctor, especially when you're pregnant. These are, you know, great bits of information and things that you want to try to alleviate some of your symptoms. What about a stuffy nose? We've mentioned saline, but, you know, Afrin or any of these things you can squirt up your nose. Are there any risks? And then when you're done with that, please tell us things you do not want us taking when we're pregnant.
Well, I think that any medication, like I said, can cause a problem. But when you have a stuffy nose for pregnancy, what I would recommend is saline. That's very safe, and that's a reasonable thing to try. The reason why you have a stuffy nose is important. Pregnancy in general can cause stuffy nose because of the amount of extra blood in your body, and it can cause just general stuffiness. So you may not be sick with a cold. You may not have allergy. Sometimes things that can help are mechanical ways of opening your nasal passages, things like Breathe Right strips. So non-invasive, you're not ingesting anything, but it's a mechanical way of opening up your nasal passages, and that can help, especially if the stuffy nose is due more to pregnancy than it is to illness. So those are some of the things that, again, your pharmacist can help you determine. But in terms of medications that you don't want to take, things like aspirin, for example, are not a good idea. Some of the over-the-counter pain relievers like the Motrins and the Naprosyns or Aleve would be the brand name. Those are dangerous in the third trimester. So all of that information can't always be put on the label. So, again, it's a good thing to have a dialogue with your healthcare professionals. The other thing I see with patients is a lot of times they'll go online. We have so many resources online, and they'll look at websites that post lists of medications that are safe to take. But for a lot of those medicines, there's not enough known to determine their safety or their risk during pregnancy. So you don't want to make a determination based on some information you find online. But what you can do is use it as a starting point for a conversation with your doctor or pharmacist. So I think that's something
great
that patients
advice
need to keep in mind.
Thank you so much. You're listening to the Ask the Pharmacist segment right here on Radio MD. You can listen anytime on demand or on the go. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.